sweet. Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
A lot of stories in there, and I write with a sense of humor. So,
oh, good.
Yeah. So
it, I hope we get it.
I hope so too. So it's just my personality. I look at life maybe too often on the positive side, but it always has served me well.
Well, and, I don't know. You know, that's funny you should say too much on the positive side. I don't know. Is that possible? You know, I don't know.
I think today, as believers, and maybe all through history, Christians have always been beat up, you know, in every way.
Well, they think that love is a sign of weakness instead of strength.
Yeah.
Just like a real man. I mean, the Jews will tell you a real man can cry.
That's right. And here again, I'll refer back to my book. In the community that we were raised in, the Pennsylvania German people, for a man to show emotion, that was a no-no. And the first time that I ever saw my father cry was at his mother's funeral, the first time.
Yeah.
And I never saw him shed a tear even after that, and my father was a wonderful man, a good man, and a sense of humor, always laughing and joking. But
Did you like that? How old were you when he lost his mother?
I was 7 years old.
Seven?
Yeah.
This is even before you knew Jesus. And yet you recall it. That must have been a gift to see, to get a glimpse inside the sensitive man's heart that he would only show this one time. Wasn't that a gift?
I think it was, yeah. Yeah. And I can remember details about that service as a seven-year-old boy, all that took place. And I write about it in the book also.
I've never had somebody come back and wrote about the age of 0 to 12 and then be able to recollect with such clarity.
When I'm talking to if you can imagine, I'm telling my siblings about this, especially the young ones, because they don't even remember Grammy Clymer. You know, some of them weren't even born.
Yeah,
of course. So they wanted to know, you know, but as I'm telling them these details, they wanted to know more and more. And so, you know, and it's interesting. Like I said, I had no intentions of writing a book. And so one of my brothers that I would spend time with, he's the one that really pushed me, encouraged me. And about a month after I said I would do it, he called me and he said, "Frank, how you doing with the book?" And I said, "Well, Dave, not too good. I have 2 pages written." but it kicked me in gear.
How do you walk around the world? You take the first step. You know what? You were a champ that you wrote two. How do you write a book? You know, one sentence at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And you had 2 pages. You were already on your way to being a champ. Now, the title of the book, by the way, folks, is Growing Up in the Greatest Generation by Frank Clymer, C-L-Y-M-E-R. So you have a plane that's used in World War II on the cover.
Yeah.
Why you have that as your cover?
Well, that is a picture of our community. Our community was very, very patriotic. The plane sort of climaxed who we were. That plane cost almost $500,000, $450,000 in those days. And
when you consider what year would this have been?
1944.
So 20 years later, in 1964, Mr. Myers, my fourth or fifth grade math teacher, said that he was making $4,000 a year. So that would mean every 10 years it'd be $40,000. So in a lifetime, he may have made 100 to 120,000. And so, you know, that means so $500,000 was a whole heap of bunch of money then.
And this is from, there was two communities. Sellersville was a community of 2,500 people, And our neighboring community was Percy, Pennsylvania, and they had 3,500 people. So the two communities went together because we went to the same high school. And,
let me ask you this.
Yeah.
This is what I want to get to the meat, though, of this whole thing. We're talking, you know, the down to the bone here, the sweet part of the meat, and that is this. I want you, and I hope you did this in this book.
Yeah.
This is just conjecture on my part. I'm throwing this out here.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful that you give us insight into a godly pace that used to prevail, a godly neighborliness that used to prevail. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's because we had, you know, 200 million less people, but we never locked the front door of our house. We never locked the back door.
That was our house, too. When we moved from the street I talk about, Hughes Avenue, my father sold the house, and the new owners asked for the key. And my dad said, I don't have a key. And
yeah.
We would go to the Jersey Shore, you know, for summer vacation.
Yeah.
Never locked the door.
No.
Never
locked. By the way, I love the Jersey Shore. I'm from upstate New York, so yeah. It'd be about a six-hour drive, but
yeah.
There's nothing like the Jersey Shore. Down by Cape May.
Well, we went to Ocean City, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Sometimes to Atlantic City.
I don't know what it is about that stretch.
Yeah, I know.
But watch the tram car, please. Yeah. Watch the tram car, please.
But it was, a wonderful time. But you said about communities.
Yes.
I talk about our community. If I could just mention a couple things.
Please.
This is an unusual community. Many people, most people are proud of the communities they're raised in, and rightly so. But there's a couple things that are a little bit different. Sellersville alone produced five generals came out of 2,500 people. So that is very unusual. I had the privilege of one of these did not become a general until 1953. He was a bomber pilot in the Second World War, 35 missions over Germany. He lived on our street, Hughes Avenue. This street will blow you away, okay? And when he came back, he stayed in the National Guard, and he rose up very quickly that he was the head of Indiantown Gap, whatever that title was, and soon after that, he was made a general, and he commanded the whole National Guard. Now, I knew him as a boy on Hughes Avenue, but when he moved to Green Street, where we later moved, so I knew him as a teenager there, and I could tell you a very interesting story.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
We like stories.
Yeah, okay.
By the way, we're talking about his book, Growing Up in the Greatest Generation, Frank Clymer. People come and go when they're listening to radio.
Yeah.
I want them to be able to find your book, Growing Up in the Greatest Generation by Frank Clymer, C-L-Y-M-E-R, 87 years of age, has a fantastic memory. And this all has to do with the ages of 0 to 12. He has a great memory. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway.
So this guy that's going to be a general one day.
Yeah, I have his picture in there.
Tell us the story.
Okay. His name was Hugh Niles. And when he moved to Green Street, myself and some of the neighbor kids, we needed a basketball court, okay? And so he found out about it, and he had connections. He went to Pennsylvania Power and Light, who had a station in Sellersville, and they donated two telephone poles. The neighbors on Green Street chipped in to buy the backboards and the baskets. But Hugh Niles himself put it all together, put screws in and everything else that needed to be. Mm-hmm. PP&L came, dug the holes, put the poles in, and we had a basketball court thanks to Hugh Niles. Now, he was a wonderful man to know. And after that, when I became an adult, I became personal friends with the other members of my family, especially my brother Paul, who was a very successful politician, 34 years in Harrisburg, headed up some of the major committees in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, like I said, for 34 years. And people would come to me and they'd say, oh, I'm not going to vote because there's no honest politicians. I said, wait a minute, you never met my brother Paul Clymer. He was the one that, and he's the one that followed me out of the pew.
He's wondering.
So that's why I say.
Imagine that, an honest politician.
So I always had a ready answer, but he was a wonderful brother.
Is he still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
I just talked to him yesterday. Yep.
Is he still in politics or no?
No, he retired a few years ago.
I'd like to interview him.
Yeah. Oh, he'd be very interesting to interview.
Yeah. Where does he live now?
He lives in Pennsylvania yet.
He doesn't come down to Florida?
No, he doesn't.
Do you still live in Pennsylvania? Do you have a summer place up there, or do you spend?
I go up there for about a month in the summertime. Yeah.
Yeah.
I stay up there.
Where do you stay?
It's a Christian park right on the edge of town.
Oh, and you have an RV?
No. We rent a cottage.
Really?
Yeah. It's a wonderful place to stay.
Is it on the water?
No, but beautiful shade trees and. Just a wonderful community of Christian people living there. And the buildings are from the turn of the last century.
Oh, I love old buildings. That's one thing they tear down everything in Florida, I'm sorry to say. Stop tearing down the buildings.
Yeah, so we look forward to going up there.
So I want to hear more about, so your brother was a politician, loved the Lord, because he came forward in a Jack Wirtson service when you were 12. Your brother was a little younger than you, right?
Just 1 year.
So he was 11, and yet it stuck.
I was 14.
Oh, so he was 13.
13.
But it stuck.
Yes.
You could see throughout his life he showed the fruit. Now, what about you had a sister too then?
Yeah, my sister.
She went forward too.
Yeah, she became an RN.
An RN.
Yeah.
Never met a nurse I didn't like.
Well, she was a wonderful nurse.
They have a gift of mercy. It's
she
biblical.
She was, most of her life she spent as a supervisor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And when she came to Florida, the one thing she said, it's so much work to be a supervisor. She said, I'm not going to be a supervisor. Well, after a couple of years, they talked her in.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Through the pages of your holy word, that's the first place that I go when I need to find my way. So I guess it's safe to say I meditate every moment of each day on the promise that you made. You said that you would not forsake me, wouldn't let my troubles break me. So I lift my voice up high for all to hear. I praise you, Lord. I pray for your love, like you have shown us through your Son. I praise you, Lord. I pray for your love. The truth will find the way when heaven and earth. Thank you. the mountains in my life seem like they're too high to climb. I fall down upon my knees, and a quiet prayer I bring my list to you. Cause there's nothing you can't do. I can feel you lifting me. You're taking me to a place much higher than my soul desired. So I lift my voice up high for all to hear. I praise you, Lord. I pray for your love, like you have shown us through your Son. Truth will find a way, like you have shown us through your Son. Like you have shown us through your Son.
Her cries for help have been disregarded. The face of death, all too familiar in her town. Can hope be found? Who's to say this child can't grow up and live to change the world as we know?
just the sound. Chains will break. There is freedom in your name. There is freedom in your name. Every breath I'm breathing will be filled with praise. Just for
winning or losing in the game of life? Do you even know where to find the rules of the game? There are things you do that make life work and things that cause it to come apart. Tune in for Born to Win with Ronald L. Dart right here on WCNO 89.9 FM every Sunday morning at 7, and we'll talk about whether you were born to lose or born to win. And visit us online at borntowin.net.
Father, you see all the pain in these families, but could you, would you please bring them to their knees, surround with your love, 'cause there ain't nothing. There's a boy, he hides away in his room, and there he'll stay, labeled with so many things. Yes, he tries so hard. Just a girl who wants to play, wants to be. All the
Lean in. Here at Grace Air, we specialize in all types and models of air conditioning. We also install and replace ductwork. We serve Palm Beach and Martin County. You can reach us at 561-932-7422. Remember, we keep you cool with Grace.
If we run to him, he will run to us. If we lift our hands, he will lift us up. Come now, praise his name, all ye saints of God. Sing for joy. Oh, sing for joy to God, our strength. Oh, sing for joy. Here with us, give him your love. He's in love with us. He will heal our hearts. He will cleanse our hands. If we rend our hearts, he will heal our land. Yes, he will. Oh, sing for joy to God our strength. Oh, sing for joy. If we run to him, he will run to us. If we lift our hands, he will lift us up. Come now, praise his name, all ye saints of God. Draw near. Draw near to him, he is here with us. Give him your love, he's in love with us. He will heal our hearts, he will cleanse our hands. If we rend our hearts, he will heal our land. Yes, he will. Oh, sing for joy to God, our strength. Oh, sing for joy to God, our strength. Oh, sing for joy. Sing for joy to God.
Perfect. my family, 'cause this home belongs to the Lord. So I'm not afraid to remind him he has no claim in this war. I plead the blood, I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood, I plead the blood of Jesus.
What if every battle was victorious? Then would you love me more? Would you love me more? What if I were everyone's first choice? What if I went farther than before? What if I stood high above the rest? Then would you love me more? Would you love me more? From the things I do, you say I belong to you. I'm an do, why you do. I'm in awe of you. What if I ignored the hand that fed me? What if I forgot to confess? What if I stumbled down that mountain? Then would you love me less? Lord, would you love me less? What if I were everyone's last choice? What if I mixed in with the rest? What if I failed what I passed before? Then would you love me less? Lord, would you love me less? Oh no, no, no. You say I belong to you. Apart from the things I do. You say I belong to you.
No on 4 on Election Day, you can prevent abortion from becoming the law of the land in Florida. Amendment 4 is not what it seems and way too extreme. Vote no and prevent the reversal of all the preborn life-saving progress of 35 years. Go to TooExtremeForFlorida.com for more information and please vote no on 4.
This Jesus, how